What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sam, eat.
Stop it. Do not.
Yes, I know the name of this song. It's
Stop it. Stop it.
That Smell by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
This next topic.
Can you smell that smell?
No, I'm not discussing it. It's going to ruffle some feathers. I want to hear from our teachers. I want to hear from our parents. A Tennessee school district came out this week and said, we will no longer accept a doctor's note for your child's absence.
Why?
You are expected to be in school.
What if I'm sick?
A Tennessee school district has announced it will no longer accept doctor's notes to excuse student absences, arguing that it's a lesson, quote, in work ethic. The Lawrence County School System says in order to combat high truancy rates, it will no longer accept doctor's notes as valid excuses for absenteeism. Parents argue, due to the rule, prolonged illnesses may now lead to a referral for juvenile court for truancy.
What if I'm legitimately sick?
Officials argue children are not expected to come to... those officials arguing children would now be expected to come to work sick or injured.
Correct.
And that's not good for well kids.
Well, they would make other kids sick.
One official told parents, you're going to have them figure this out when they go to work one day. Quote, we have all gone to work sick and hurt and beat up. School officials say
I've never gone to work beat up.
School officials say there will be a system to validate students' absences if they have a chronic condition. They would not elaborate what those chronic conditions.
What if I have COVID?
Might be, but if you have sniffles, get your butt to class.
Well, I would agree with you on that one. And who would take their kid to the doctor for the sniffles?
You can fail the grade, you can fail the course, and you will be petitioned to court.
You'd be surprised, Scott.
Would I?
There were some serial not-in-classers when I was going through school.
In Tennessee, well, listen to this. In Tennessee, parents can be summoned to truancy court if their child has accumulated five or more unexcused absences. I don't agree with that. Five in a whole school year?
Well, unexcused. That means they don't show up with no notice from their parent.
But, Sam, now they're saying no doctor's notes. Strep throat alone is going to be 2 days.
Easily.
But there were kids when I was in high school that would miss 30, 40 days a year. There's only 180 school days.
Can I state the obvious? And maybe it's not the obvious. Maybe it's just what I think is the obvious. What do we care if a kid goes to school or not?
Because it's in the best interest of an educated society that we have children in school.
I don't disagree with you on that. But if a kid is in school and they don't want to be there, are they really getting educated in the first place? And the answer is no. Why do we force people to go to school? And we even have crimes, truancy. If you don't go to school, we're going to send you to juvenile court. We're going to make you show up on Saturdays a la Breakfast Club. If you don't want to be in school, why do we force people to be in school? Do you think they're really learning?
Because they're too young to understand the long-term consequences, even in fifth or sixth grade, of not knowing how to read.
But where are they learning
that? We talked about this last week.
They're learning that at home from parents who just don't care.
Listen to the superintendent. We are going to take control of the attendance of our students.
The only reason they want those students in that school
is funding.
So they can get the
money
from the state.
He says you can bring all the doctor's notes in you want. It will still be unexcused.
I don't understand why we force kids to sit in a place they don't want to be. And I understand your point.
Because no kid would go. We're already so dumb, Scott. We don't need the problem any worse.
Dana, I would have gone because I feared my parents. Let me rephrase that. I didn't fear my parents. I feared disappointing my parents. Now, granted, I've got a lifetime of doing that, but I feared it.
If the argument that you were trying to make was that we need to restructure how we handle school, I'm there for it. But the way that it's structured right now, and in my personal opinion, a lot of it is time wasting. It just is. Certain subjects that we don't need to deep dive into to
like
be able
what?
To function in society.
Like what?
I don't have any off the top of my mind at this moment, but there
is
were
it
times
you didn't go to class.
I didn't. I may have skipped a class or two. So if that's the conversation, then I agree with you there. But the way we have it structured at the moment, kids will just flat out not go, and parents will pull them out. I knew a girl who would get a text at like 11:15. Every Tuesday from her mom, hey, let's go get our nails done. And then her mom would call the office and she would leave my government class in the middle of it, a class that you need.
See, now I'm going to disagree with you though, Sam.
And go get her nails done.
In this regard, in high school, I don't think there's a lot of classes other than home ec, okay, that are a waste of a student's time. Are there classes I think they should add? Yes. Are there classes other than maybe home ec?
I don't think home ec is necessarily a waste. They call it now something else, FACS, F-A-C-S. It's like, what's the F stand for, Sam? I don't know. One is automotive. It's like life skills. They call it life skills class.
When I'm talking about home ec, when I took home ec.
Yeah, they don't have that anymore.
In Lansing, we learned how to cook and how to sew.
We learned how to sew a pillow. Let me tell you how that's.
I did sew a pillow. That is correct.
Made me a better seamstress than no one ever.
So we could get rid of that
class.
But
if you want a class where, like FACS, where they teach you how to balance a checkbook.
Agreed.
Change a tire.
Okay.
Know your way around a kitchen. Like, I think those are, what does APR mean? Like, all of those life skills.
Why is it important when you start a career to get into the 401k at work? Why does that matter?
The district's, this is a district, not a high school.
I understand.
The district's policy adds, they will make an exemption, the school principal, in limited circumstances, including a death in the family.
Oh, thanks.
Religious observance, court summons, school-endorsed or military activities, or, quote, circumstances out of the student's control.
Well, that's pretty vague.
That's pretty vague. Now, all of a sudden, I don't have a tummy ache. My mom's car broke down. That's out of my control.
Right. Or... I used to be Buddhist. Now I'm Christian because there's a holiday coming up on Friday. And next week I'm going to be Muslim. And then the week after that I'm going to be Jewish because we're going to get all these holidays.
Don't you think the kids that are most likely to skip are just going to find a way around this?
Yes.
If it was a doctor's note before.
That's my point. But that's the original point that I was trying to make. If kids don't want to learn, right, they're the benders of your high school. And I don't mean Nick Bender at Channel 9. I mean Bender on Breakfast Club.
Without lamps, there'd be no light.
I understand. Screws fall out all the time. It's an imperfect world.
What was that noise?
Can you describe the noise, sir? We are so dumb.
There goes the show.
We are so dumb. The benders of the world don't care. You can't force someone to learn. They'll flunk themselves out.
But for example, I had finished all of my credits before my senior year in high school.
Yep.
And I had to be in that classroom for a certain number of hours a day.
I completely disagree with that.
I took four gym classes because I didn't want to go take some other stupid class that I actually had to try in.
I just went to the
gym four times a day.
I said COVID, if COVID taught us anything, these kids do not need to be in those classrooms 8 hours a day. They don't. My kids, the same thing. By the time they got around to their senior year, they had to take English and then just some filler stuff just because. But yeah, they had the credits to graduate.
Now, if you want to make the argument, I know we got to get to break. If you want to make the argument where we have people attend classes that they don't need to attend for the betterment of their adult life, let's talk about college, university. Why did I have to take Eastern money. Civilization? Of course it's money. Why did I have to take Eastern Civilization? Why did you have to take French?
Money.
How many times have you used what you learned in French class? Oh, wait, you forgot it all.
Never.
Right.
Never.
Why did I have to take an English class on Moby Dick?
Money.
Exactly. Because I have to get to 128 credit hours when I don't really need to know anything about Moby Dick or Eastern civilization.
Oh, I mean, I said it last week. I think I had maybe 8 classes where I learned something in college.
Mine were all, they all started with the word journalism.
Yeah.
913-586-7798.
Ballroom dancing was pretty good.
You took ballroom dancing.
No, but if I did, I'd be one hell of a ballroom dancer.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.